Welcome to your five for the day. A young woman went to her grandmother and told her about her life and how things were so hard for her. She did not know how she was going to make it and wanted to give up. She was tired of fighting and struggling. It seemed as one problem was solved, a new one arose. Her grandmother took her to the kitchen. She filled three pots with water. In the first, she placed carrots. In the second, she placed eggs. And in the last, she placed ground coffee beans. She let them sit and boil on the gas stove without saying a word. In about 20 minutes, she turned off the burners. She fished the carrots out and placed them in a bowl. She pulled the eggs out and placed them in a bowl. Then she ladled the coffee out and placed it in a bowl. Turning to her granddaughter, she asked, "Tell me, what do you see?" "Carrots, eggs and coffee," she replied. She brought her closer and asked her to feel the carrots. She did and noted that they had become soft. She then asked her to take an egg and break it. After pulling off the shell, she observed the hard-boiled egg. Finally, she asked her to sip the coffee. The granddaughter smiled as she tasted its rich aroma. The granddaughter then asked, "What's the point, Grandma?" Her grandmother explained that each of these objects had faced the same adversity, boiling water, but each reacted differently. The carrot went in strong, hard and unrelenting. However, after being subjected to the boiling water, it softened and became weak. The egg had been fragile. Its thin outer shell had protected its liquid interior. But after sitting through the boiling water, its inside became hardened. The ground coffee beans were unique. After they were in the boiling water, they had changed the water. "Which are you?" she asked her granddaughter. "When adversity knocks on your door, how do you respond? Are you a carrot, an egg, or a coffee bean? What about you and me? Which are we? Are we the carrot that seems strong, but with pain and adversity do we wilt and become soft and lose our strength? Are we the egg that starts with a malleable heart but changes with the heat? Did we have a fluid spirit, but after an adversity have we become hardened and stiff? Does our shell look the same, but on the inside are we bitter and tough with a stiff spirit and a hardened heart? Or are we like the coffee bean? The bean actually changes the hot water, the very circumstances that brings the pain. When the water gets hot, it releases the fragrance and flavour. If we are like the bean, when things are at their worst, we get better and change the situation around us. What a wonderful change in my life has been wrought since Jesus came into my heart. I have light in my soul, for which long I have sought, since Jesus came into my heart. I have ceased from my wandering and going astray, since Jesus came into my heart, and my sins, which were many, are all washed away, since Jesus came into my heart. I am possessed of a hope that is steadfast and sure, since Jesus came into my heart, and no dark clouds of doubt now my pathway obscure, since Jesus came into my heart. Thank you for listening, and God bless you.